news and entertainment media outlets continue to focus their content around the digital medium, especially as more and more people are consuming their news and entertainment through social media. But there is a movement to keep print alive through the freeform publications called zines. I spoke with three zine enthusiasts and the founders of Salt Lake City's Grid Zine Fest.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Cooper.
I'm Julie Huddleston.
And my name is Molly Barnowitz.
We're the representatives from Grid Zine Fest Organizing Committee.
I asked Julie, what exactly are zines?
Zines are self-published, self-produced, self-distributed booklets that can be about any topic. They're often topics that aren't covered in mainstream society, and so they tend to be either personal or silly. They can be super serious, or they could just be about your favorite water park.
Print production and design escape conformity and contribute to the creativity of zines. Bonnie attributes zines as a major component of the DIY or the do-it-yourself culture. Bonnie describes how zines are made.
You can format it on a computer. You can use Photoshop, but you can also use old-school techniques. You can do printing or collage or hand lettering. People who do photography zines, and you can cut and paste that together and format it into a booklet. And then there's a variety of ways, but the most common way is use a photocopier to photocopy them and then compile them and use a stapler or use a thread and string to turn them into the little mini booklets that they often take the form of.
So how did zines get started? They served as a means of circumventing what mainstream media would not print, highlighting unorthodox views and a means of publication by depreciated peoples. Julie describes the empowerment of zine making.
The power of a zine is that if you can't find a publisher or you don't want to find a publisher for a particular topic, you have the power to just put out whatever you're saying, whatever you're thinking in zine format and share it with whoever you want to. It can be widely distributed, or you can just make one copy and give it to your best friend. The creator is completely in control of the zine that they're creating.
The earliest zine is attributed to Thomas Paine's Common Sense, dating back to 1775. Some of the other earliest zine authors include Benjamin Franklin, Margaret Fuller, and Ralph Waldo Emerson. Modern zine culture began to take shape with pulp science fiction in the 1930s. The first science fiction magazine called Amazing Stories was published in 1926, along with the first serious science fiction comics. Many stories were heavily scrutinized by readers, and eventually the readers decided to write their own science fiction stories. Soon came the first science fiction zine called Comet. From this came an explosion of science fiction zines that would go on to create some of the first comic book cultural icons.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
That's right. Superman was originally a supervillain, bald, and from a fan-made zine in 1933 called Science Fiction. His story was called The Reign of the Superman. Zine content broadened in the 1960s because of a shared passion by zine writers for science fiction and rock music. 10 years later, a new form of rock music would emerge that shaped zines to what we know them as today. That genre is punk. Punk music was the musical embodiment of what zines had always been, a voice for the counterculture and for the marginalized. From the 70s to now, zines expanded out to cover a wide array of topics without limitations on creativity or content. Today, zines are an art in and of themselves and are featured in zine fests around the world. Salt Lake City is hosting its third annual zine fest called the Grid Zine Fest. Molly from the Grid Zine Fest talks about some of the zines you can expect to see.
There's just a wide variety of zines at the Zine Fest. This year especially, I think we're going to see a lot of different subjects and different mediums. One of our fellow organizers, Sarah Morton, she is doing one that is very specific to local Salt Lake culture, which is a tribute to Big Edge Restaurant, which is a sort of unique hole in the wall near the University of Utah's campus. And now, of course, Big Edge is gone, so it's very sentimental.
Julie adds,
The zines that I think we'll see at the Zine Fest completely range in topics from growing up as a queer kid in Utah County to
to being an undocumented person in Utah, or things like growing a garden, or how to make your favorite recipe. There's also zines that are made by children.
Finally, I asked the group what type of person should come to the Grid Zine Fest if they've never been to a zine fest before. Molly replied,
Anyone who's interested in learning about local artists, learning about how to make art themselves, and just experiencing something that's not your everyday media consumption, you know, get off Facebook and come to Grid Zine Fest.
The Grid Zine Fest will take place Saturday, April 13th. More information can be found at gridzinefest.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm J.D. Herndon.